Today is Friday, January 29th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I'm looking at French cleats. I'm thinking, and for those of you who don't know what a French cleat is, how dare you? I bet Baron Frosty knows what a French cleat is. It's also called a Z-bar. I've seen many different other names. And, you know, a month ago, I did not know what a French cleat was either. But I have these shadow boxes that have all of the Pride 48 memorabilia from all the previous years of Pride 48 that we've done. And if I ever forget, which is all the time, by the way, if I ever forget what years we did Pride 48, or when it started, or how many years it's been going. Now, this only tells me the live Vegas events and the live New Orleans event, not the actual when we started the actual from home stuff. But if I'm ever thinking, oh, I need to know when we did the first Vegas event or something like that, I can just go look at my shadow boxes and find the t-shirt for the first event. So I have these three shadow boxes, but they're kind of heavy. I don't know how much they weigh, but I'm always scared to hang things on the wall that are heavy. I don't know that I've ever had anything ever fall off the wall, to be honest, but I'm always worried when it's something that's heavy because I don't want to have to try to find a stud and make sure that I drill into a stud or screw into a stud. And then you've got those, I don't even know what they're called, but those plastic things where you can make a hole in the drywall and then you can take a hammer and drive in the things into the drywall that are plastic. And then you screw the screw into the plastic thing and whatever. So these shadow boxes, I've never hung them on the wall because I've always been scared that they would fall off, the glass would break. In the middle of the night, Mark and I are sleeping soundly, and then we hear crash, boom, bang, whatever. I'm always afraid that's going to happen. So I've just, before I had them sitting on top of some shelves, and then I've moved them various places. And right now they're just sitting on the floor. But about a month ago, I started doing some research because I want to hang them. I don't know. I don't like them just sitting on the floor. I really want them hanging on the wall. And so I just Googled, because you can Google anything, right? Or Bing or DuckDuckGo or whatever you want to use. And so I Googled how to hang a heavy shadow box. And I found, I don't know, some article or forum post or something that said, oh, I'm trying to hang these really heavy shadow boxes. Exactly what I'm trying to do. What do you guys recommend to hang them? And someone recommended something called a Z-bar. And so I can't really describe it very well, and I think I've talked about it on this show, but the reason I'm talking about it now is because I think I did some research just now, and I think they're available. There are some of them available at a local Lowe's or Home Depot near me. And I was thinking that would be a good thing to accomplish this weekend, is to get the shadow boxes hung. And so my plan is tomorrow, Mark and I will go to either Lowe's or Home Depot and buy these Z-bars. Or as I saw on Home Depot, they list them as a French cleat mirror or picture hanger. But Lowe's had a different name for them, and then again, the article called them Z-bar. So if you look on Amazon, you can look for Z-bar picture hanger or mirror hanger. And they're really long, and you put one on the wall and one on the picture frame, and they're angled so that they connect when you go to hang the picture. Also, it looks like it would be much easier to hang on the wall. I don't know if anyone else has ever faced this, but when you put a screw in the wall or a nail and you're trying to hang a picture, and all you've got is that little hook, and you keep trying and trying and trying and dragging the picture frame against the wall, but you can't find the nail, you can't find the screw. This looks like it'll be very easy because they're long and flat, and as long as you get the picture within, you know, as long as you can see that you're putting the picture near where this thing is, there's a very long hanging surface, for lack of a better term. So that's interesting. I wanted to mention, because I know Nessa listens to this, and I never talk to her other than through the podcast, because that's what you do, right? I wanted to mention that she has volunteered to call any of these people that call my voicemail line and have information on Missy Witt. So Nessa, if you really want to do this, if you really want to do it, then I can give you their, let me know, and I can give you the phone numbers that they leave me. And then what you'll do, now this is kind of an assignment, you know, I know you're busy, but what I would want you to do is call them and then report back to us. So leave a voicemail or send me an audio file via my email and let me know what the outcome of the conversation with whoever this is you're talking to. And if you want to do that, that would be totally cool. You could be a geeky gay reporter. We'll give you a special title. And you can be like, on the scene, Nessa, reporting for Geeky Gay. And when you're done with your little report, you could say, back to you, Adam. Or, you know, whatever you want to do. You can do whatever you want. I'm just thinking of when Mark watches, I can't, is it Nightline or 20, whatever it is in the evening, the nightly news that David Muir is the anchor for. It used to be Peter Jennings or something like that on ABC. So Nessa, if you want to do that, get in contact with me and I will give you the phone numbers and the names of the people. I'm sure the listeners would love more information on these folks, right? So last night I was trying to, I cooked something really weird last night. I don't even know, like there's no name for it. There's absolutely no name for it. I'm really enjoying the roasted cauliflower soup. And I have made it several times. I feel like a really old person. I feel like I'm a 70, well, I hate to say how old you are when you're really old. I feel like a 90-year-old, a 99-year-old, like Betty White, eating roasted cauliflower soup that I've pureed. But it's so good. It's so flavorful. And I don't think I liked cooked cauliflower when I was younger. It's amazing how your taste buds change. But if you roast some cauliflower, if you get cauliflower and you roast it to the point where it is really deep, dark, golden brown, or even almost to the point of being burnt, and you eat that, it almost tastes like popcorn. Like a really good movie theater popcorn. Not exactly, but it's very similar. I could take a pan of roasted cauliflower to a movie. I really could. It's so good. But anyway, so I'm in this rut of making cauliflower soup. Also, because on Weight Watchers, cauliflower is 0 points. So I could, if I just use cauliflower and I roast it with, and I just use a cooking spray instead of using oil and salt and pepper, and then put that and saute some onion again with cooking spray, some garlic, and then put all that in the pan with some chicken broth, it's very few points. Even if I use olive oil, it's very, very, very few points. And then it makes 4, 5, 6 different servings of soup. So I was making that because I had a head of cauliflower that I needed. Well, I had this pasta dish that I made for throwing down, and I decided to try and make the cauliflower soup but mix in the pasta, because there were too many points in the pasta, so I couldn't eat a whole bunch of it. But I thought if I mix it in the soup and eat, you know, sparingly eat the soup, that would be less points. But also, Mark didn't really like the pasta. It had mustard in it. And he doesn't really like mustard, but I thought the taste of the cauliflower soup would probably drown out or at least deaden the mustard flavor. And so I put that in there. It was kind of weird. It still tasted good. And it did kind of get rid of the mustard flavor, but I don't know. It wasn't as good as I wanted it to be. I would have rather had just the cauliflower soup alone without the extra stuff. And then I had made chicken thighs, boneless, skinless chicken thighs in the sous vide, because they were about to go out of date and I didn't want to throw them away. So I just warmed them up and then browned them on either side. And I have some balsamic vinegar glaze and I just put a little bit of that on there. But that was the weirdest dinner I've had in a long time. We didn't have any other like green vegetables or anything like that. It was chicken thighs and soup. It was really weird. It's all I really felt like cooking, and I don't know. It was weird, though. And so I did that, and then today I'm going to start trying again to incorporate a Filipino dish once every week, once every couple of weeks, something like that. I'm not really sure. But anyway, so I'm going to make something called ganiling tonight. And it's basically you just take ground meat, cut up carrots, cut up potatoes, a little bit of soy sauce, a little bit of oyster sauce, a little bit of crushed tomatoes or tomato sauce, onion, garlic. You can use bell pepper, but Mark doesn't really like peppers, so I'll leave that out. And you just make a kind of a, I don't even know what to call it. It's just like a ground meat entree. I'm not really sure what to call it. But that has low points because it's mostly, I can use 99% lean turkey, and that's 0 points in Weight Watchers. And then the rest of the stuff has very few points, so it's pretty good. And then I'm going to serve that over rice, and just to kind of balance it out, I'm going to make a couple of eggs and put it on top. So I think it's going to be good. We will see. All right, I'm going to go ahead and end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.